At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, you got them, we don't solve them. And what's happening today?
We're going to try to solve them. We have Julia today, and she's worried about her friend's kid.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Julia?
Yay!
Yay!
What's
going on?
Okay, so one of my closest friends, she has a four-year-old daughter, and I'm a little worried about how she's, like, being raised.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, my friend never lets her daughter out of her sight. Like, literally... Like, she moved her bed to the nursery. That way they...
Wait.
Your friend moved her own bed into the nursery?
Yeah. She wants to sleep there, like, on the floor next to her kid.
Every night?
Yes. Every night. They want to share a room. Yeah.
They share... Is she married? I'm sorry, I have so many questions.
Yeah. It's weird.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm sorry, and how old is this kid now?
4.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Did you say, I'm sorry, I'm so floored by sleeping with, is this a little girl? Do we need this information? A little girl, a little boy?
Little girl.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mini her. They're like copies of each other. Yeah.
Like a mini me.
Yeah. Okay. Like they dress alike. Like, you know,
their
websites.
Yeah, oh, is that bad?
Sharks, I'm out.
It's bad past like 18 months.
Yeah.
I would think it would be, no, that's, you don't want to, because you don't want to wear a onesie.
Well,
like, you don't start until they're like 18
months. It's called matching, not exactly.
It's like you go into this website and you pick a fabric and they do like matching dresses and they all, like she always has matching dresses with her.
So her daughter's like, what's that doll? The American Girl?
Oh, yeah. American Girl dolls?
Like, her American Girl, yeah.
My sister's had so many of those.
Yeah.
They're creepy. This might be creepier.
Yeah, this might be.
So
it's a little weird, but like, I mean, she kind of like, oh, you know, it's her last child, so she like feels like she wants to like keep a hold of her. But you kind of have to draw a line when we like go out for girls' night and we go out to dinner and she brings her with her. She goes, but she's one of the girls, and I'm like, dude, you could have gotten a sitter like the rest of us.
Or her husband. Her husband could watch the child. He's capable of.
He doesn't have the matching outfit.
Okay, so she really brings her to like, if you're doing Sunday fun day, she brings the kid.
Yeah, like she brings her things. It's weird. And it's like, you know, like, okay, I'm going to say it. I'm an only child. Like, when I was little, my mom would be like, oh, I couldn't get a sitter. But, like, she's married. She has money. She could get a sitter. Like, all of us, we leave our kids. Our kids are fine. They're going to figure it out. I'm not saying I'm, like, a perfect parent, but my kids are freaking normal. I don't think the kid's going to turn out normal. That's all I'm saying.
Are you literally saying, okay, so she's moved her bed in there, and she brings her to things. Has she ever been away from this child?
No.
I know you're exaggerating. Be honest. Has she, like,
I mean,
like,
is she exaggerating?
Yeah. No, like, I'm legit. Like, no, that child has never been. Like, if she goes to the hospital, the kid, she had to go, like, something happened. And she was like, bring her in. And the doctor was like, no, you can't. And she's like, she lost her mind. Like, no, we don't do that. It's weird.
No, okay. That feels unhealthy for everyone involved.
Especially the husband.
I'm sorry.
Think about it. She moved her bed into the kid's room. She's never without her daughter. Where's your relationship?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like one of those things that like she has decided that she wants to, like, relive her life, like, relive her childhood, and, like, this is her way. But I'm like, this is, like, we need some therapy. But I was just calling to be like, this is really weird, you guys. Like, she needs help.
Let me get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423. You can text that number or call that number and tell us, I mean, what
I want to, I'm thinking if there's something that happened that kind of triggered, like, did she have a miscarriage? And now she's latched onto her daughter really hard. Like,
you
if
know
there's...
what it reminds me of? Like you know, like those dance moms?
Yes. Oh,
yeah, like that.
That'd okay.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, speaking of bad reality TV, there's a show.
Excuse you, I love that show.
There's a show called Smothered that I used to watch where it's about, you know what I'm talking
about?
That's
a real thing.
Yeah, where the moms are smothering their child, and it goes, it's both boys and girls, and it always seems odd and seems like the boundaries are blurred. But they're also always very close and very happy with each other. Like, just objectively, the moms and who are smothering their kids.
But does that
they're in the matching outfits. Like, it sounds very similar to this. And they are happy, even though as you're watching it, you're going, that's, it's weird.
But is there, like, a, is there a, how long ago was the show on?
It might be currently on. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess my question is there a case study of, like, Smothered plus 20 years and that kid is not on a clock tower sniping people in the, like, how, that kid is not normal. It's,
but, like, guys, like remember the 90s? Like, we raised ourselves. Like, what happened to that? We were fine. We're normal. Like,
I mean, are we fine? Are we normal? I'm not so sure, but.
Our therapists love us. We make the money, but.
I think I was so independent. Like, just, like, I walked home from school, let myself in the whole thing, but.
Made ramen.
Yes.
Yes.
But I think there's nothing wrong with the pendulum swinging a little bit, but this feels...
Is this too far? Also, it's like, what are you supposed to do? Call your friend and be like, you love your daughter too much, and then she's going to say, okay, you're not my friend anymore?
Yeah, maybe not those words.
But like, okay, call your friend and say you're acting crazy? I mean...
I don't know what you're... like. Yeah, or is it not your place to intervene?
Exactly.
Like, I will say this. As someone who's sort of done this once in my life, mentioned in passing, maybe you should try a different parent. Like, telling a parent to parent differently, you don't want... like, it doesn't go well ever, even if it's obvious. You shouldn't let your two-year-old play with knives. They're like, why not?
We're not
like,
getting back into that. All right? They're fine.
You know what I'm saying, though. You don't, but, like, at a certain point, someone should be an advocate for the child,
right?
The husband.
But don't you think the husband should be the advocate for the child? Like,
yeah. But I like what Erica said. How do you tell someone, hey, it appears that you care and love too much?
Right.
Like, how are they going to hear it? Because in their mind, they're going, what's wrong with, I'm with her all the time. I support her. I love her.
I hated
she
being a latchkey kid.
Yeah.
I want to be the opposite.
For us, it's kind of like, look, like, as a child, I hate to say it, but, like, you need to kind of shield them a little bit. Like, sometimes it's girls' night, okay? Like, you feel me? Like, we talk crap.
Oh, yeah, you talk about ding-dong.
Yeah, and things, and, like, hey, what's going on in the dating world? You know, like, and, like, she's, you know, she's a kid, like, we are all guilty looking at her like, oh my God, we can't even curse. Like, we can't say anything.
And so she's old enough to start to understand.
Right. And it's like, does she need to be there? No, absolutely not. Like, she could be home watching Disney or something. Like, why are you
with her dad?
Right.
Who's also her parent.
Julia, your other friends.
What's the need? It's like very narcissistic. And it's like, I'm not saying like I'm the perfect parent, but I'm like, if my kid wants to do something, freaking do it. Go do things.
Okay.
Be a human being. You know, whatever. But anyway.
All right. Hang on tight. We're going to get you some sort of answers. Like, hang on. No one in the room thinks this is healthy, right?
No.
So then what's the next step?
No, but. A TV show.
Right,
she keeps
maybe.
Saying, yeah, maybe sign her up for Smothered. But she keeps saying, like, well, I'm not the perfect mom, whatever. And it's like, it's going to come across. If she goes to her friend and says, you're doing this wrong, I did it right. Like, it's over. Friendship over.
Bringing the daughter to girls' night is really really weird, I think. It's, you'd be like, can we get nine glasses of red and a chocolate milk?
Right.
It's like, no.
Wait, that's what it sounds like when we go out with you.
You guys drink too much. Nine's way too many.
Yeah, there is only three of us. Yeah. And six of them are mine.
Yeah.
But the bed is the other thing. It's hanging it up for me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can't be away from my daughter even while she's asleep. Like, you're affecting your daughter and you're jettisoning your husband.
This is the kind of mother I fear I could become. But I'm too self-aware. I won't
do it. I didn't want to tell you this, but yeah.
No, I get how you could get to that point, but you have to be able to step out of it and go, this is weird.
Have you slept next to Swanson's kennel?
Well, he sleeps next to the bed sometimes. I don't sleep on the floor.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
We don't match every day.
All right. So Julia's got a friend who's obsessed with her daughter, and her daughter's becoming somewhat of an accessory.
Yeah.
Has never spent a moment away from her mom, and she wonders what can she do, if anything. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Julia out. She's got a friend who's got a four-year-old daughter, and she thinks she loves the kid too much.
There's just some signs.
She's just...
of smothering.
Yeah.
She's just obsessed with her. Moving the bed into that room.
It's a non-starter for me.
Because you want to sleep with your... if you have children, your husband.
I would really like to sleep with my husband. I also, doesn't it feel too close?
Yeah. But I mean,
I'm not a parent yet, so I don't want to judge too hard.
You just,
but I am.
You only have a finite amount of time with him. And I get like you, there are people who can get to the finish line if there is such a thing, like they get out of high school and you look back and you go, you're never going to regret spending time with him.
Mm-hmm. For sure not.
But you also want to do a good job raising them to be independent
and like sending them on their way.
Yeah.
Claire?
Yay.
Yay. What advice do you have for Julia and her weird friend?
Well, so I'm a mom of two. I also work in behavioral health. So kind of knowing both sides of the science and the mom side. Co-sleeping, first of all, up to age 7 has proven to have better emotional intelligence, especially in little boys. Just because that safety is helping their brain develop during those really important years. Not saying you should move like your big ass bed into the room and sleep like you have that whole situation, but you know, like having the kid come to you, getting a bigger bed for your toddler, whatever it is, those things are okay. However, still having that level of independence, social growth, emotional growth, cognitive growth, taking your kid to a girls' night on it, like that's crazy to me because you're also not having any of her own independence. So she's losing herself and her daughter. Mm-hmm. So I would strongly recommend like a new parent class. If it's the youngest, there's probably some trauma, some grief, something else that's going on as to why she's attaching.
So like in the end, we're not just screwing this kid up. The mom's getting screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad.
It's like the mama boy syndrome, right? Like you have the 30-year-old calling his mom for permission to ask his wife something, you know,
that's
definitely like unhealthy relationships, probably going to have the dad's not involved. Mom's supposed to be like the caring, emotional kind of person. Dad's supposed to kind of be the playful. That's how we were built and that's how we develop. So if she doesn't have any of that dad playful, she's also probably going to seek toxic male or female partners in the future, depending on what she prefers.
Ooh,
oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, we're looking at her future, baby, and it's bleak.
It's not good. Claire, thank you for listening, and thank you. Yeah. You seem far too smart to like this show.
How are we going to turn out?
Such a weird question.
Oh, man.
Victoria.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think Julia should do?
Well, first of all, none of us can judge or have an opinion even on how anyone parents their child.
Oh, I do.
Unfortunately.
But, because we're all here for our own journey. But if she is going to talk to her friend, she can't say you should or shouldn't do anything. She can only ask questions and use I statements. I feel uncomfortable. Things like that. Or
I think it's creepy as hell you're sleeping with your daughter.
Yeah, that's weird. I feel uncomfortable when you tell me that.
I feel weird when you bring her to girls' night. Like, there also is a line to draw there. Like, totally. Hey, we're going to do girls' night. Like,
We're going to do girls' night.
And I want to talk about the weird dude I met in Mexico and not feel like your four-year-old's
right
getting a full dose of...
Can we get some more crayons?
Yeah, like, I think that that is a good way to draw a boundary. Like, she's not welcome.
You're not, your child is not welcome if you want us there. But if it's I statements, that's the only way to maybe, kind of, sort of, possibly be heard. And the extreme solution is call social services for a welfare check.
Would they really be like, this is weird how much you love your kid? Like, I don't know that she's breaking a law.
What about the bed in the nursery?
Yeah, it's...
That's a bit odd.
Social services, because the question then is no longer yours to judge. It's then in the hands of professionals.
But then you called the... Oh, God. You called the authorities on your friend.
Nobody would know who it was that called. It is anonymous. Okay. So she's probably not the only friend who has, you know, heebie-jeebie questions about what the are you doing with your child.
Yeah.
It's weird. Unequivocally, it's weird. But and the best case is I feel.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. You can tell the Slacker Show listeners have had a little work done.
Yeah.
Everybody's done the work.
Oh, my gosh. Truly. And then they listen to us just to
throw it all away. You know, I think it's just harken back so they don't go back to the dark side kind of thing. Brie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think should happen here?
Not entirely sure what the solution is. I think as a friend, maybe the answer is just don't invite this friend out. But you never know what's going on at home. She might not be able to trust her spouse alone with their daughter, unfortunately.
And that's a bigger issue. And
that
needs
help.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be complicated. We don't know. But a good friend would just say, like, hey, do you have what you need? Or maybe we can get together another time, or I don't know, just don't invite this person in the group text the next time you want to get out and talk dirty, I guess. I don't know.
And I just want to kind of piggyback off what Bree's saying. We got a couple other texts or calls, saying the same thing about maybe there's something more going on at home that she feels like she has to be in her child's room at night. They really wanted us to make sure we brought up. Like, we don't know what's going on.
Why did my brain just not go there?
No, mine didn't at all either. Yeah. But I guess that is...
The matching outfits is kind of weird. That might be a different thing, but...
Yeah.
That might be an overprotection. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I see that point.
Well, if there are other well-adjusted people who want to help Julia out, give us a text at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.